One of the connections to this region's culture that goes back generations is a tradition still taking place in many small communities. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis explains.
The months of summer mark several different seasons. Baseball is in full swing, the smell of grilled hamburgers permeates the air, and airport terminals fill with people taking vacations from the day-to-day hustle and bustle. But for natives of areas in rural Washington County, the summer months contain another type of season entirely. Memorial Day weekend through the month of August marks the season for cemetery decoration days, on which families congregate at the cemetery on the same day each year to remember their deceased relatives.
Last year, I think we started about 10:30 or 10:45, somewhere in there. We was down here eating at 11:30.
The third Sunday in July marks the decoration day for Sunset Cemetery, which is located in the extreme southeast corner of Washington County. Some of the graves there date back to the mid-1800s, when the then-remote hill country was first settled. Though it doesn't cost anything to be buried in this particular cemetery, you have to either have lived in the Sunset community at some point in your life, or be a blood relative of someone who has. That tenant makes Decoration Day somewhat of a family reunion. People travel from Fayetteville, Little Rock, and even all the way from Kansas for the annual get-together. Though there are regularly new faces, typically following new burials in the year prior, everyone present is connected in some way to this tight-knit community. The agenda for sunset decoration is similar to that of decorations at other cemeteries in the communities of Hazel Valley, Brentwood, and elsewhere in the area. People begin showing up at around 10 in the morning. Some begin unloading their cards in advance of the potluck lunch to be held in a few hours. Others catch up on the latest gossip or on major life events if they've traveled from outside the area to be there. But before too long, the church service begins in the old one-room schoolhouse that, until the 1960s, housed grades 1 through 8 for generations of Sunset children. It starts with a cappella gospel music. Followed by a sermon.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
Once the sermon is finished, those who attended the service retreat to the weather-worn tables outside the cemetery, made from red oak planks and stretching a few hundred feet, to make final preparations for the potluck lunch. At these types of country gatherings, everyone typically brings 2 to 3 dishes. In most years, care must be taken to fit all the dishes onto the table, everything from chicken and dumplings and beef brisket to potato casserole, salads, and any variety of bean dishes, and that's not even counting the various pies, cakes, and pudding-like dishes for dessert. Fellowship continues while people eat lunch, sitting on tailgates and in lawn chairs, but once lunch is over, into the cemetery people move. The few plastic flowers that have survived through the past year are replaced with new ones, fresh in color and unfaded by 12 months of Ozark Mountain weather. Most years, the ground is so dry from the summer heat that a long-stemmed screwdriver is necessary to pierce the ground enough to plant the artificial flowers. Some prefer to use plastic wreaths or other decorations, but the meaning is just the same. No matter how far they have journeyed, everyone is there to remember their long-gone relatives, just like generation after generation has done before them. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.